For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Amanda Glasner, deputy editor at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today is Taylor Fox, media coordinator at Cybercrime Magazine. Taylor, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So you joined our team here in April of this year. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to your current position?
So I'm an English major from SUNY New Paltz. I was working at the Smithtown Library for 5 years. I was a page and then I was a library clerk.
I was actually a page as well. I don't know if we ever talked about that.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it's very relaxing.
Yes.
Yeah, now I'm here.
You are actually, I think, the third person we've hired from New Paltz, which I guess attests to the quality of students there.
Oh, yeah, we're wonderful.
Yeah. So your official title is media coordinator, but you've been doing a lot for us already beyond those responsibilities, which tend to lean toward the administrative side, including some writing projects. And I'm a writer as well. So where did your love for writing come from?
So it's actually kind of funny. I was really into reading Goosebumps by R.L. Stine when I was a kid, actually obsessed with those books and the shows. So when I was a kid, I wanted to write just like R.L. Stine. So I would write my little stories on some loose leaf paper and tape them to my walls. And I still have them today, but that's what got me into writing and also reading. And now I like to write horror stories, on my free time.
So cool. We have a couple other people here in the office, including myself. We're all, very into horror. It's a great genre. I, too, read the R.L. Stines back in the day. I think there was a specific R.L. Stine series. I can't remember what the name was. Perhaps. I remember it was geared more to, young adult readers as opposed to kids.
It was probably Fear Street.
Yeah, and I remember it changed my life.
They're so fun.
Yeah, they're so fun. Mm-hmm. I love to be a little scared.
Me too.
So you mentioned you're a big reader, and we have a hacker's movie guide on our website, but at this time, we don't have anything similar for novels. Have you ever read anything set in the cybersecurity or hacker space? And if not, now that you're becoming more familiar with the community, do you want to?
So I haven't read anything related to cybercrime when it comes to books, but I would be interested. I mean, it's such an insane topic to learn about. And there's so much going on all the time. So I think it would be really interesting to read a book about it.
Yeah, I was actually trying to think of an answer myself to that question. And I think the closest thing I've read that comes to this community, and it's not even really that close. It was Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It was set in the video game industry. So it's about game creators and how they code their video games and stuff. I think that's still on the outskirts of actual cyber and hacking type content. But it was a great book.
I actually have A Hacker's Mind sitting on my desk.
Yes. By Bruce Schneier.
Yeah. So I think I'll pick that up.
I think that was on the New York Times bestseller list for an extended period of time, actually. So I have to read that, too. I haven't gotten around to it yet. So as you've been immersing yourself into working here at Cybercrime Magazine and becoming familiar with our content, have you gotten to listen to the podcast so much? And if you have, what are some of the most interesting episodes you've heard so far?
So I have listened to quite a few episodes now. Listen to the Jesse McGraw episode. It was very interesting.
He was a former Black Hat hacker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a lot of those, and I think those are definitely the most interesting, besides the Steve Wozniak type
episodes. Yeah, that was also really interesting to listen to.
Yeah. When I had first listened to the Steve Wozniak interview, I was surprised by a lot of what he was saying about, the starting up of Apple and all the phone phreaking information that he was sharing.
Yeah, I was also pretty surprised. I had no idea that could even happen.
Right, yeah. I feel like it's crazy to think about hacking before the internet and hacking the phone system. It's really interesting stuff. So it's been great having you on the podcast today. Based on your experience so far, do you think we'll be hearing your voice more on Cybercrime Radio?
It's a distinct possibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, Taylor.
Thank you.
For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Amanda Glasner, deputy editor at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Taylor Fox, media coordinator at Cybercrime Magazine. For more of our media, visit our website at cybersecurityventures.com.